This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد عهدنا إلى آدم من قبل فنسي ولم نجد له عزما وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى فقلنا يا آدم إن هذا عدو لك ولزوجك فلا يخرجنكما من الجنة فتشقى إن لك ألا تجوع فيها ولا تعرى وأنك لا تظمأ فيها ولا تضحى فوسوس إليه الشيطان قال يا آدم هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يبلى فأكلا منها فبدت لهما سوآتهما وطفقا يخصفان عليهما من ورق الجنة وعصى آدم ربه فغوى ثم اجتباه ربه فتاب عليه وهدى قال اهبطا منها جميعا بعضكم لبعض عدو فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن اتبع هداي فلا يضل ولا يشقى ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى قال رب لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى وكذلك نجزي من أسرف ولم يؤمن بآيات ربه ولعذاب الآخرة أشد وأبقى
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما رب زدني علما رب زدني علما اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. Welcome everyone to another episode of Tafsir Surah Taha. We are now approaching almost the end of the surah and we are in the middle of the story of Adam alayhi salam. Story of Musa alayhi salam is completed and the benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to share with us from the story of Musa alayhi salam have also been completed. And also the beginning of story of Adam alayhi salam is also done now. We are now right in the middle, right at the climax, when Shaytan says to Adam alayhi salam, Ya Adam, O Adam, هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يبلى? Should I not tell you of the شجرة الخلد? Should I not tell you of the tree of eternity, the tree which is going to lead you to becoming a permanent dweller within Jannah? Should I not tell you of this one tree that if you have from its fruits, if you have from its fruits, then what will happen is you will become a permanent resident or a permanent dweller of Jannah. وَمُلْكِ لَا يَبْلَى And also what it's going to lead to is it's going to grant you a kingdom, a dominion which is not going to come to an end. بَلِيَ الثَّوْبُ يَبْلَى A thawb, a cloth, ended up becoming bali. What that means is, it started to grow old. You know how sometimes a cloth becomes just so worn and torn that now even if you don't actually tear it, it starts to look like it's torn up, right? So that's what baliya yabla means. Now, sometimes that happens also to kingdoms as well. Actually, all of the time that happens to kingdoms of people, right? There's no dominion, except the dominion of Allah Azza wa Jal, which lives which outlives the test of time. There is not a king who will not, for 100 years from today, there's not a king who will still remain a king. There's not a kingdom that will have some sort of major adjustments within the next 2 or 3 centuries, right? So every single mulk, every single dominion has some sort of changes that it goes through, except the dominion of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because He's the Malik al-Mulk. He's the owner of all dominion, right? So he said to him, should I not tell you of a shajarat al-khuld? Should I not tell you of something that's going to make you live forever and it's going to also give you a dominion that's forever as well? And those are two things that people want within this life as well. If you have dominion and if you have power, the one thing that everybody wants is so that they don't lose that power. Somehow, they do something that will lead them to continue to be in power, continue to be in fame perhaps, continue to be on top perhaps, right? And that they don't lose that power. But in reality, that power is going to come to an end. Even if you're a musician, you happen to be a singer, you're in the top 10, right? You're one of the top 10 artists of the day. And just a few days later, or a few months later, you're not going to be considered from the top 10. You happen to have the best-selling book, you're a great author. Just a few months from today, you're not going to be the best seller any longer. You happen to be a very great motivational speaker. You're not going to be for very long, because Allah didn't allow for mulk to be forever. Allah didn't allow for dominion to be forever. You happen to be a king. You happen to be a president. There's going to be an end to your term. You happen to be a king, a sultan. There's going to be you're going to cease to exist even if you have your mulk forever until you die. You will cease to exist. And perhaps someone will overthrow whatever you had developed, and now no longer does your dominion remain, just as you don't remain as well. So everything comes to an end. Everything has a moment that is decreed by Allah Azza wa Jal, after which it ceases to exist. However, Shaytan realized that one of the things that the children of Adam, and Adam alayhi salam, being the father of all of us, have been created to feel the need to have, is a mulk, a dominion that does not cease to exist, a dominion which continues, which doesn't disintegrate, which outlives the test of time. Also the fact that we would like to live longer than what's been allotted to us. Every single person who's been given a certain age wishes to die after that age. If he had the opportunity, he would say, لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Perhaps I'll do something good. Send me back. O Allah, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Even afterwards, people will say, Oh Allah, O our Lord, return us back to the first life. Perhaps we may do something good, right? So everybody wants to get more of life, and everybody wants to get more of dominion and more of office. And if they have that office and that dominion and that power and that fame and the glory and whatever it may be, then they want to continue to keep it. So Shaytan understood this particular weakness, and he went to Adam alayhi salam from this angle. And he said to him, should I not tell you of a dominion that will be forever? All those angels, they're going to live forever. And they're going to be in Jannah forever. You don't happen to be from the angels. I've been here before you. I know the ins and outs of this place. Let me give you a hint. You eat from that tree, you're going to be here forever. وَمُلْكِ اللَّا يَبْلَى. That's the same thing that Shaytan does to the children of Adam as well, right? Deludes us of a long life. That's the umniyah that everyone has. That's the amani that everyone has. That's the false hopes that people have, because of which they end up doing all sorts of wrong things, because they think that, oh well, if I didn't do it in my 20s, I can do it in my 30s. If I didn't do it in my 30s, I could do it in my 40s. If I didn't fix myself up in the 40s, then I still have the 50s. If I didn't fix myself up in the 60s, then there are a lot of people that live to see 70 as well. And you know what? The average lifespan of people in my country is 77, my country is 81. I live in a very, very, a place in which lifespans are very, very high, perhaps even in the 90s, and there are places in the world like that as well, certain cities. So I will probably be living anyways. I could fix myself up later. What are the chances of death for me, right? They're not very high. That's what Shaytan tries to, that's how Shaytan tries to persuade mankind away from the correct path. That's what he did to Adam alayhi salam as well. وَمُلْكِ اللَّا يَبْلَى. I've got these buildings I've bought. I've got these houses I've bought. My cars, they're okay. My bank balance, it's just unbeatable. Even if the economy falls down and breaks down, I've invested in gold already. I don't need to worry about all that stuff. But everything will definitely and of a surety come to an end, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be reminded of that. So we turn back to His book. Allah continues and He says, فَأَكَلَا. This fa is called fa'ul fasiha. The fa which ends up summarizing a number of different passages in between. So shaitan ended up persuading Adam alayhi salam, and when he ended up persuading Adam alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam disobeyed Allah azza wa jal and ate. That's what the fa is representing. And ate. فَأَكَلَا Adam and his wife Hawa and our mother مِنْهَا from that tree. فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا. So their private parts suddenly became apparent before them, right? Because one of the things that this tree would do is, if you eat from it, and one of the things, one of the signs of the fact that Adam and his wife will no longer remain here is that they would suddenly lose their clothing as well. Because Allah told them that they're not going to feel hungry therein, nor are they going to suddenly become bare of clothing. But when they disobey Allah, they will feel hungry, and they will suddenly become bare of clothing as well, they'll become naked. وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَضْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى. Neither will you feel heat therein, nor will you feel thirsty, but all of those things when Allah commanded Adam and Hawa to descend, all of those things are now felt by Adam and the children of Adam in extension. Allah continued and He said, فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. And they continued to try to cover themselves up with the waraq al-jannah, with the leaves of al-jannah. وَعَصَى Adam. And Adam, he ended up disobeying his Lord, فَغَوَى. And because he disobeyed his Lord, he ended up غَوَى. He went through غِوَايَة. Okay? He became misguided because of this particular disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In that particular context, by the way. This doesn't mean that Adam alayhi salam, this doesn't mean that prophets are permitted by Allah Azza wa Jalla to disobey Him. That's not what that means. There's a couple of things to note over here. Firstly, Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَنَسِيَ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. Adam alayhi salam had forgotten, and it didn't appear to us that he was doing this deliberately. He was very keen on doing this. So that means that Adam alayhi salam wasn't doing this deliberately, and that he had forgotten. And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah has forgiven for my nation a couple of things, and one of them is when a person does something forgetfully. So it wouldn't be considered isyan except metaphorically. It wouldn't be considered a disobedience except metaphorically, because the metaphor there is that he did not fulfill the commandment, so we called it isyan, we called it a ma'siyah. But since he did it because of forgetfulness, then it can't be ma'siyah for which a person is considered sinful. It's simply a mistake. That's all it is. وَعَصَى Adam. And in addition to that, remember that Jannah was not a place of taklif. When Adam alayhi salam was in Jannah, he was not mukallaf. The hereafter, hellfire, Jannah is not the time in which you are granted taklif by Allah Azza wa Jal, in which you are granted the, in which you are obliged to follow commandments and stick to certain limits and so on and so forth. That is the time to enjoy it, or that is the time to have eternal difficulty because of the sins that you had committed in this dunya. The dunya is darul taklif. So it would make sense if he had done something wrong and Allah called it ma'siyah in this world for us to understand it as a true disobedience for which a person is considered sinful. But since A, he had forgotten, and B, he was in Jannah, which is not darul taklif, so it's not considered a ma'siyah, literally speaking, right? Metaphorically it is. Allah continued and He said, ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. After that, Allah ended up choosing him. Now he's granted the prophethood. Before, he wasn't granted the prophethood. Okay? So that's another factor. Prophets, after prophethood, are considered infallible. Before prophethood is a different story. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. So Allah then chose Adam alayhi salam, and then Allah forgave him, and Allah guided him at that moment to the right path. قال, Allah said, اِهْبِطَا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. اِهْبِطَا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Descend, Adam and his wife, Adam and Hawa, descend From it all together, all of you descend. Adam descend, your wife descend. بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ Some of you are going to be enemies for the other. And we know that from the story of Adam alayhi salam's children from the very get-go, that some of them ended up becoming enemies for the others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that some people in this dunya are going to be enemies for others. So you have to understand who your friends are and who your foes are, who your enemies are. There are people who are definitely going to be the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jal, the people who obey Allah Azza wa Jal, the believers, and we have to recognize them for who they are. Allah said, بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ Some of you are going to be enemies for others. And sometimes people even of the same faith may become enemies for one another. And that can be included within بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ Some of you are going to be enemies for others. But Allah said the solution to decrease that animosity within mankind, within the people is this. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ If, يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ If my guidance comes to you, if any form of guidance definitely and of a surety comes to you, even though he started off with an if, Allah said, يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ It comes to you of a surety and of definitely, he uses the noon التوكيد الثقيلة, the noon of emphasis, the one that is extremely emphatic, right? The one that has a shidda on top of it. He uses that noon التوكيد الثقيلة to tell you that that if is not an if of Allah being unsure. Allah is sure that guidance is going to come to you. So it's almost as if when that guidance comes to you, and surely it will come your way, then what are you to do? فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى Now whoever, when that guidance, which will definitely come, comes your way, then whoever follows that guidance will not be considered misguided, وَلَا يَشْقَى And nor will he be in distress within this life. وَلَا يَشْقَى Nor will he be in distress. فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى Neither will he be misguided within this life, nor will he have distress in the hereafter. And that leads us back to right in the beginning of the surah, right? Flip a few pages in your mind, and if you are using the Qur'an, flip a few pages, right to the beginning of the surah, Allah said, طَاهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى طَاهَا And we have not revealed to you the Qur'an so that you may end up going through distress. Allah said, the way you don't go through distress is how? فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ Whoever follows my guidance, that is the one who does not go misguided, that is the one who does not have distress. So it's not fair then for people to quote that verse out of context, which we've been going back to again and again and say that, oh, this particular verse is showing us that if it's leading to distress, then it must not be the law of God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when my guidance comes to you, if you follow it, that's going to lead you to not having misguidance in this life and no distress in the hereafter as well. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي And the opposite is also true as well. Those people who seek to decrease their distress and stress within this life through disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah says, whoever turns away from my mention and whoever turns away from my remembrance, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ He's going to have two things. The first of those things is that he will have a very difficult life, a constrained life, a restricted life, a very, very tight life, right? فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى And we will raise him up on the Day of Judgment blind. Whoever disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah makes their life difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes their life constrained. And that's why those people who attempt to try to actually increase the leisure and the ease within their lives through the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, they should understand that the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal is actually not going to lead you to ease in your life. It's going to lead you to more stress and more difficulty within your life. If you end up disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal by taking haram loans, impermissible loans, because you think that's going to actually bring you ease within your life, then know you have made a grave error, a serious mistake, that is actually going to lead you to more difficulty within your life rather than ease within your life. It's not going to bring ease. Allah says, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ Even if you have larger walls because of the mortgage you got, at the end of the day, those walls are going to feel tighter than that small apartment that you used to live in. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى And we will resurrect him in addition to that on the Day of Judgment blind. Why? Because when the guidance used to come to him, He used to choose to be spiritually blinded. So now we will physically blind him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال, this person who's been resurrected blind, he will say, رَبِّي, my Lord, oh my Lord, لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى, why have you resurrected me أَعْمَى, blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا, and I used to be able to see before. قال, he will say, Allah will say, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتِي, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا. Okay, so this person is saying, رَبِّي لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى, oh Allah, why are you resurrecting me blind when I used to be within this life? I will also be, when I used to be within this life, within the worldly life, within the transitory life, within the life which happens to be a test, I used to be able to see, but now you've resurrected me blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us of this in the Qur'an, and He said, مَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. That whoever happens to be blind within this life, then in the hereafter he will also be blind, and he will be even further misguided. He'll be even further misled. What that means is whoever happens to be blind spiritually within this life, when you grant him guidance, he chooses not to see himself. He chooses not to be able to witness that guidance, even though he can see it. He chooses to hide the feelings that he's feeling towards it. Allah said those people will become literally blind on the Day of Judgment. And that doesn't mean whoever happens to be blind physically within this life, he will become blind in the hereafter as well physically. No, whoever is spiritually blind. And that's a metaphor by the consensus of the Islamic scholars and the consensus of the Mufassirin. That whoever happens to be spiritually blind, he will become... Now the next part, some people say he will be metaphorically blind, or physically blind. The second part, there's a difference of opinion about. Whether on the Day of Judgment he'll be physically blind or ritually blind, physically blind or simply metaphorically blind, there's a difference of opinion about that. But about this life, the blindness that's being discussed is the blindness of the hearts. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ, as Allah said. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. For verily, it's not the eyes that go blind, it's the hearts that actually end up going blind, right? So the blindness of this life that Allah always talks about in the Qur'an is the blindness of the hearts. And it's a metaphorical blindness. It's a spiritual blindness. It's not a physical blindness. The physical blindness is a test by Allah. If a person is patient, he'll be rewarded duly on the Day of Judgment for that, right? That spiritual blindness, however, on the Day of Judgment, according to some scholars, many scholars, can become a physical blindness. As Allah said, because this person, if he's not physically blind, he wouldn't be saying this. رَبِّي لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى, oh Allah, why are you resurrecting me physically blind? Right? Why are you resurrecting me blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا, and yesterday I used to be able to see. So if it was the same sort of blindness he had in this life, then he wouldn't be able to make a case for himself. But since it's a different blindness, and that's a physical blindness, then he's able to make a case for himself. I ask Allah to protect us from physical blindness. And I ask Allah to protect us from spiritual blindness as well. For verily, the spiritual blindness, wallahi, is stronger than the physical blindness. The physical blindness can simply not allow you to be able to see the direction you're going, and someone can guide you. But when you've been internally blinded, nothing that is before you can you actually see. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from this. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah continued and He said, قال, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا. He said, just like that, our signs had come to you, فَنَسِيتَهَا. So you had forgotten these signs of ours. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. And just like that, today you will also be forgotten. Our signs had come to you and our ayat had come to you and you had forgotten those ayat, and now you are going to be forgotten because الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. Because the recompense is going to be from the same angle from which the action happens to be. You're forgetting the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, even though they happen to be right before your eyes, then Allah will forget you on the Day of Judgment. Allah said, وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي مَنْ أَسْرَفَ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ. And just like this, as we've blinded people in this particular life, just like this, since people had chosen to be blind from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, we had blinded them in the hereafter, just like that do we compensate any person who happens to be extravagant and doesn't believe in the explicit and clear signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ وَأَبْقَى. And the punishment of the akhirah happens to be even more severe, and it happens to be even more serious and even more greater. So the punishments that you see within this life are serious. They can be very serious. Amidst those punishments happened to be the punishment that Allah gave to Fir'aun. And people may think that that's a very serious punishment, that the entire entourage of Fir'aun ended up coming in the middle of this particular gulf. And as they are in the middle of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took those two water bodies that are separated for Musa and his people to walk through. They ended up literally enveloping these people and they all drowned. And Allah made them a sign till the Day of Judgment, right? Now, Allah said that you think that that is serious? وَلَا عَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ. The punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal in the hereafter is even more serious. And Allah had made Fir'aun, Pharaoh, a sign for people till the Day of Judgment. Allah said, we will save you by your body so that you become a sign for people till the Day of Judgment. Allah said the adab of the Day of Judgment and the hereafter is more serious than the way Allah had done to the people of Fir'aun. The people, the Fir'aun, the Coptic people and those who followed him and so on and so forth. It will be more serious than this and it will last longer as well. You thought from the time of Pharaoh till the Day of Judgment is a big punishment? Well then, beware that on the Day of Judgment that punishment is going to be even more serious and lasts even longer. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the seriousness of the affairs of the Day of Judgment. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to be amidst the people who are within the shades of Allah Azza wa Jal. On the Day of Judgment, يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. On that day in which there happens to be no shade except the shade that Allah grants. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. And join us for the next episode insha'Allah ta'ala as we conclude the surah of Taha, the surah to Musa or surah al-Kalim. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.